Hey Tom, it's Julian.
Yeah, I guess I
Hey,
lost you there.
yeah, not sure what happened. Sorry about that. Okay, so you mentioned there's no urgency there. Are you looking at a timeline of like the next couple weeks or a couple months or like just, ideally, when would you like to get the funds in place if it were up to you?
I mean, if it was all going to work out, then I would say sooner the better. But like I say, I'm not, I'm not like sitting waiting for this to happen. It's not a huge deal for me. So
You're
if
not
it was
in like
30 days, it wouldn't matter.
a. Okay, cool. So you're not in like a huge crunch or anything right now, right?
No.
Okay, cool. All right. So would you be using the cash for like a project that you're looking to invest in, or what would it be used for exactly?
Yeah, I would definitely pay off some vendors to open up more room to take on additional projects.
Okay, cool. Okay. Do you get discounts if you pay them like within a certain amount of time, or are you like where are you at with
Yeah.
them? Are you, okay. Gotcha. So you've been in business 9 years. As far as revenue goes, what did you guys do in gross revenue last year?
Let me see. I'm actually right in front of my computer, so take a quick look.
Okay.
All right, so it looks like this year we're at 922,000. And let's see here. You wanted last year as well?
Yeah, last year as well.
Okay, let's see. Last year was 905.
905, okay. Okay. And then as far as your credit score goes, what are we working with? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Right now, I believe it's around 650, 660.
Okay, cool. So I mean, it sounds like you've used working capital before. You probably have a pretty good understanding about how they work. They're generally going to be shorter term. Typically, 3 years is around the max of what we would be able to do. So we'll shoot for a payoff option where you would net like the 30, 40K that you'd be looking for. But if we can't approve you for that high of a dollar amount, would you be open to like a second position option where we would just leave your current loan as is, and then we would get you a second position with like a likely a shorter term? Would that be something that would be helpful for you, or are you just looking for
Yeah,
the payoff?
that would be fine. I mean, the
Okay.
total amount doesn't really matter as long as it's giving me what I'm looking for. But what would be an issue is the payment. I don't want to jump in and have a 12-month term and pay another 4 grand a month. That's just not going to happen.
It would kill your cash flow, right? Yeah, I understand. Okay. So what I'll do then is just approve you for the largest amount possible with the longest term available. And if you did want to take something, like if we approve you for 2 years and you did want to take something shorter, you can. Or you can just take the longest term available for you. Typically, it's about a 24-hour turnaround time. We can work pretty quickly here. I know like you said, there's no urgency or anything, but if you did want to get an answer by tomorrow, I can do that for you. Just to let you know a little bit about the process. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. Like I said, of course, they're based on your cash flow, these programs, and then your previous year's tax return. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
I haven't. I've been so busy, I haven't had time.
Okay, that's fine. We can go off of 2014 then if you have it. Okay. What kind of well, I guess in this case you would just be paying your vendors, but like when you do invest money in projects, what kind of return on investment do you typically see, or I guess what kind of profit margins you could say?
Well, it varies by the item. Some items have a much higher return than others.
Yeah.
Typically with the woodworking and stuff that we do, if I put up 1,000, I usually get two or three back. So
Okay,
it
so
works
something.
out pretty good. But some items, you might only get your money plus 15, 20% back.
Right. Okay, so it really varies.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned woodworking. Is that like something that you guys specialize in, or I guess what do you guys do exactly?
Well, we build high-end custom homes, but we also have a full-scale cabinet and woodworking shop. So we provide services for other contractors as well.
Oh, cool. So they subcontract out to you, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
But there's so much work going on right now, you know, and so I've basically invested everything that I had at my disposal and then some to just continue to grow, get more equipment, and take on more projects.
That's awesome. Yeah, so high demand for your services right now. So, yeah, anytime you're
Very
growing really
high.
fast, you have to have some sort of resource for extra funds. Otherwise, you're gonna have to turn down projects because your customers aren't always paying you right away, and you know how
Exactly.
you've been doing this for a while, so.
You can only float so many jobs, you know, beyond
Right.
60 days before it's just ridiculous.
Right.
So that's where paying off the vendors comes in.
Okay. Are you needing any new equipment or anything right now as well for any of the projects you have going on?
Not yet, but I will be purchasing some equipment here in the next few months.
Okay, cool. Because we do equipment financing as well. So we could definitely try to get you on some of our better programs once you're an existing customer. Kind of opens up a lot more doors for us to get you more competitive rates and things like that. Okay. Let's see here. Have you gone to your bank already for your financing need? Do you have like a line of credit with them, or are they like helpful at all for you, or no?
No, not really.
Okay.
I talked to them briefly about it, but you know, they didn't want to offer the line that I was looking for. And then, you know, it was just kind of a shit show, and they wanted a 720 credit score.
Yeah,
So.
they're very picky, especially after the recession 2008.
Right.
They can't really mess around too much with smaller and medium-sized businesses, so that's kind of like where we come in and kind of fill in those gaps. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm gonna send you an email with the application info. Can you also include your existing loan contract with Bond Street?
Yeah, that's
Okay.
fine.
Okay. I'll specify that in email as well. Just make sure I covered everything here. Do you have a backup option? Like, if we can't get the funds that you need, is Bond Street offering you any more, or do you have another resource that you can
I
use just as like a plan B? Or
haven't even, yeah, I haven't even talked to anybody about anything yet.
okay. So I guess worst case scenario, you just might have to turn down projects or something, or something like that, right?
Oh no, I'll still figure out a way to take them on.
Okay. Cool. Sounds like there's definitely some room where we can help. I honestly don't know if getting you a payoff loan will be a possibility, because typically for the payoff loans we would have to net you a pretty large amount. Oftentimes we'd have to net you what you already owe. I'm definitely going to shoot for it. So if your balance with them is 80 or 90K, we would probably have to net at least 150K. I'm sorry. Total loan amount would probably have to be about 150K, which is definitely possible. But I'm just kind of thinking worst case scenario. If we get you second position, you said that would be okay, right? If we can't get the full
Yeah,
payoff.
I
Okay.
mean, you know,
Okay.
we'll see what you come up with and go from there.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Usually I like to present options. Give you some choices, and we can play with the numbers a little bit. Okay. Great. Do you want to try to get the application stuff back to me today so I can get some answers for you tomorrow, or what kind of timeline would you prefer to work with here?
If you shoot everything over to me today via email, then I'll get it sent back to you before the close of business today.
Okay, Tom. A couple more quick questions. What's the structure of your business? Are you incorporated? Are you a sole proprietorship?
No, I'm a sole prop.
Sole prop. Okay, cool. Sole prop. You've been in business 9 years. Okay. Okay, Tom, I'm gonna send you an email right now. You should be getting it within the next 5 or 6 minutes or so. Do you want to jot down my direct number so that way you can give me a call if you have any questions or anything?
Sure.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Go for it.
All right, it's 858-779-0935. And my name is Julian.
All right. Got it.
All right, Tom. We'll talk soon then. I'll send you an email right now.
All right. Cool.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, sir. Pleasure. Bye-bye. Bye.